We just continue with 74. I must tell you, at about 2 o'clock, I will disappear for about 20 minutes. So, I'm just telling you, about 20 minutes. 74, I read. How do they take their range as object? I said, already said last time, before, that a klesha can grow in two ways. The klesha can grow because the object makes it grow. When you see something, or when you hear something you, which you like.
I'm not the same as you, I do my promise.
What is going on?
Huh?
What is going on?
Nothing going on. Just telling you.
74.
So a glacier can grow in two ways. A glacier can grow because the object makes it grow, or it can grow because of associated kleshas. Those are the two ways.
Samprayo, maybe. So by alapana or by samprayoga. Alapana is object. Yes.
A klesha is active in a certain field, that's the vishaya. And when the klesha really takes this object, this object becomes alambana. For example, when you hear something and you like it, then you grasp this sound, you see? And then this becomes alambana. And now your klesha, your desire because you want to hear more, your klesha because you like to hear this, will grow, maybe become even bigger, even greater because of this object. This object may make your klesha even grow higher, bigger, yes? So you have a klesha, and this klesha can grow, become greater because of what you hear or what you see, or whatever. And so because of this object of your klesha, this klesha can become bigger. Is that, that's clear, yes? Actually, this is quite simple. Your klesha, you hear, I give you one concrete example with the sound. You hear the sound. This sound is your vishaya. And this vishaya, you like it. So you grasp it. It becomes alambana, and this alambana, this nice sound, can make your desire even greater. Yes, this is quite normal. This is the first way to make a klesha grow. Second way is because of association. Samprayoga is association. Association. I already said yoga means joint.
Yes.
Samprayoga means association. For example, one klesha becomes bigger because it is linked with another klesha. Because of your ignorance, because of your moha or avidya, because of that, your vichikitsa can grow. So this klesha can be linked with another klesha, and this can make this klesha grow. Because of your vichikitsa, some avidya can grow. Yes? So, because of the association with another klesha. Now, this looks all very simple. Yes, because it is very simple. That's why it looks very simple.
Not simple, Richard.
It is very simple. But it can become complicated if you know that this object which makes your glacier grow, can be in another booming. And this glacier is associated with your glacier you're having with Chikitsa, this associated glacier, for example, ignorance, can also be in another booming. And in that case, it becomes more complicated. Even more complicated if your glacier can be eliminated by seeing suffering, dukkha, darshana, heya, and the object with which it is associated and which will make it grow, it can also be eliminated in other ways. It can become quite complicated if you associate all this with the different bhumis and the different ways of eliminating.
Yeah.
And this is what the next is all about. Furthermore, if you have a klesha, well, we all have, but suppose you have one klesha, vichikitsa, for instance. This doubt has an object. Yes, you are doubting about something. This has an object. Now, this object, does it have to be in your own bhumi or not? We are in Kamadhatu.
Yeah.
This I have doubt. This about something. This something also, is this also in Kamadhatu or not? Or can it also be in higher up? About in Dhyana 1, 2, or 3? Or if you are in Dhyana 3, can your doubt also be about something in Kamadhatu? You see? So this is the object can be in a different dhatu, in a different bhumi. That makes it complicated. Some kleshas are limited to the own bhumi, and some are not. And this is what the number 74 is all about. So universal ones, being universal, as I said, the gatha is always a bit strange, a bit difficult. The reason why is that in one gatha you only have A, B, C, D. You do not have much space to explain. A gatha is very short and brief. It is a summary. So if you have very few words, you know you have A, B, C, D, or whatever. A, B, C, D, however you. So, and in every one, you only have a very few syllables, so you have very few words. So, if you want to explain as much as possible in these four adas, it's not very clear. The reason why it's not very clear, so you don't have space, but it's easy to remember for the acharya. You know, when someone is teaching you what to do, teaching you Abhidharma Hridaya, then this person also needs to remember. Even in the old days, when people had very good memory, could remember very well, did not even write down, always talk. Still, you make mistakes. And in order to help the memory of the Dhyana Acharya, of the Acharya, you had these gathas. And then these gathas had to be explained. So the teacher remembers the gatha and then explains what it means. So the purpose of this whole thing is to say as much as possible in very few words, to make the teacher remember what he has to explain. This is the purpose. So when you read the gatha, I do not think you will be much wiser, maybe even more confused. This confusion is moha. This is a klesha. Look at how many kleshas have to do with ignorance. You know, you have moha. You have vichikitsa, that's also ignorance. And then you have some mityadarshis. So many of the kleshas have to do with ignorance. So now you know why sarvasti vadins want to develop knowledge. If you develop knowledge, then no problem. Then you can do away with kleshas easily. But if you read Abhidharma Hridaya, you find you have kleshas which you did not even know. Yes, it's very bad. Our mind is very complicated. So, being universal and relating to suffering and its cause, doubt, vichikitsa, the views, five views, and ignorance, avidya, are developed by all kinds finding delight in one stage. Now, what does this mean? The explanation follows. The doubt, the views, and the ignorance of the kinds to be abandoned through dukkha darshana, vision of suffering, and to be abandoned through the vision of origination, samudaya darshana, these kleshas are called sarvatraga. Sarvatraga means universal. So
that means common, right?
What
is it? Common.
Common. Sarvatraga, yes, common. What does it mean, sarvatraga? It explains. It is the explanation follows. These afflictions, in their particular stage, all five kinds are proceeded in. So you have in one bhumi, in the own bhumi, for example, kamadhatu, for example. If you have vichikitsa in kamadhatu, then this vichikitsa in kamadhatu is developed, becomes bigger, by all kleshas in the same kamadhatu. By all objects make it grow, but you have to stay in your own bhumi. So a klesha in a higher bhumi does not make it grow. But in all objects in the own kamadhatu make this klesha grow. That is why it is sarvatraga. Because all objects make your klesha bigger. Because all impure factors mean suffering and origination by nature. Yes, because everything impure, pure impure means, pure means anasara, impure means sasara. Sasrava means impure. Like we had in the library yesterday, yes? Mm-hmm. Impure. So asrava means something is leaking in.
Asrava.
It leaks in because our mind is not well covered. And the windows, our eyes, mouth, our gates,
six windows
are not very well closed. So impurity leaks in. You know, this means asrava. So sasrava means sa-asrava, with asravas, with impurity, which means impure. An-asrava is no impurity. No impurity means pure. In this kind of Buddhism, we have to limit our English, one Sanskrit, one English, because there are other words which mean pure. For example, sutta. It's also pure, but this does not have the same meaning as anasrava. Anasrava means no klesha. Aklishta. Not pure. Not impure. All impure factors, sasrava dharma, all of them, all sasrava dharma mean dukkha and samudaya. And then the question, why do they proceed within their particular stage? Why are these kleshas limited to just one bhumi? Are they not linked with another bhumi? The reply, because it is not their range, Vishaya, they do not proceed within a higher one. And because they have renounced its desire, they do not proceed within a lower one. For example, boom, jhana number one. In jhana number one, these kleshas are developed by the object in jhana number one. Yes? Not by something higher, not by something lower. Why not something higher? Because it's not linked with something higher, they say. Why not something lower? Because they have already left, renounced, rejected, abandoned the lower stage. Actually, it's quite obvious, this explanation. Yes, why not higher, why not lower? Well, because they don't have an object there. No, it's quite common sense, actually. They are namely the 11 universal afflictions of the realm of desire, and the same applies to the realm of form and to the one of form. So there are 11, but he does not explain which one. What he says doubt, views, ignorance. Yes, but how does he come to the figure 11? Well, I had to find out. You can find this in Abhidharma Kosha Bhashya. You know, if I always, my experience was, while reading this text, if it is not clear in this text because it's so short, you find more explanation in Abhidharma Kosha Bhashya, which once again proves Abhidharma Kosha Bhashya is a large Hridaya. So in the Abhidharma Kosha Bhashya, we find the explanation in footnote 58. 11. So five four. He said dukkha darshana heya and samudaya darshana heya. If it is dukkha darshana heya, by seeing dukkha, you have all five drishtis. Vichikitsa, that's six. Avidya is seven. Yeah? Seven dukkha darshana heya. And samudaya darshana heya, only vichikitsa, avidya, and two drishtis only, namely mithya drishti and drishti paramasha, nothing else. You find more explanation in stanza number 73. So samudaya darshana heya, only those two, mithya drishti and drishti paramasha. That should be 11 altogether. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes, it's 11, right? If you count footnote 58, you come up with 11 kind of kleshas, and these are all called sarvatraga. Sarvatraga, limited in kamadhatu, or limited in rupadhatu, or limited in arupyadhatu. Which is very strange. Also in arupyadhatu you have that. In arupyadhatu and rupadhatu. For a long time I had a problem with rupadhatu. No, Rupa Dhatu, you have all the gods are in Rupa, no, not all of them, six are in Kama Dhatu, but the others are in Rupa Dhatu. But Rupa Dhatu is a mental stage. So the gods are also mental stages. Yes? The gods, for example, so, Abraka gods, Shuddha Vasa gods, they are associated with dhyana bhumis. Yeah. Yes, so if you are in a certain dhyana bhumi, you have, the gods are staying there. But this dhyana bhumi is a mental stage of your mind developing. So the gods are staying in this mental stage. So the gods are also mental, or what?
Probably mental.
Probably are. I had a long time problem with that. And why no gods in Arupyadhatu? It's because in Arupyadhatu there is no rupa, so nobody can stay there.
Mind only.
Yeah, only mind. So Arupyadhatu, no gods.
Arhat is in Arupya.
No gods. Arupya, no rupa, no matter, no. So a god is not there because. No, nothing can stay there.
So who are they, teacher?
So Rupa Dhatu has the gods. But the gods
But invisible.
Invisible, only with the mind's eye? Yes, could be. But then on the other hand,
Dhyana
no, Arupya Samapatis are in Arupya Dhamma. The formless concentrations from 1 to 4. So no rupa in those samapatis. So there can be no god there. But the gods are in Kamadhatu and Rupadhatu. Yes? 6 in Kamadhatu in our world. 6 of them, it says. And then in Rupadhatu you have, it depends. The Mahavibhasha says 16. Gandharan texts say 17. Some Bactrian text says 18. But about this, what does Theravada say? How many devas? How many devalokas in Rupadhatu?
31.
6 in Kamadeva.
16.
6 in Kamadeva. What about Rupadhatu? In Dhyana, 1, 2, 3, 4. Altogether, how many?
31. Total 31.
31?
Sarvada.
16.
16, I guess.
Yep.
Yes.
Including the Kama.
16. True. 16. Yes. You should know your Theravada heaven, you know. It's not that you do want to go there, because heaven is not the end. You know? It's a little bit better than being a person, but it's not really good. Bad gods also, you know. Very bad things also. But 16, I guess. In the 4 Dhyana Bhumis, you have altogether 16, like Mahavibhasha. But the Gandharas have 17, and Bhaktians can have 18, so you have different. The number of the difference is in Dhyana 4. In Dhyana 4 you can have a few more, if you would. The difference is in Dhyana 4. It's also important that the Buddhists did not pay much attention to that. They did not think it was important. Because if they think it is important, everybody would agree on the same number, no? If they have discussion about the number of gods, it's not that important, is it? Because it's important, there's no discussion. That's, 6 Kamadevas, everybody always agrees there. But then, above that, no agreement.
Do you think that when one meditate and he able to see the gods and others, so that means that he is a certain stage of the dhyana? That's how the one experience
the... Are you saying because you see the gods of one bhumi, you are in that bhumi? Is that what you say?
Yeah, that means that he experienced the god, you know, he sees the god and he explains the gods. That means that he is on that stage of the dhyana.
Yes. Also, yeah, now I understand what you mean. There's a wide question. How do they know there are 16, 17,
yeah,
or 18?
Yeah.
Yeah? How do they know that? If you have never been there, how do you know? That's one remark I can say about Dharma Shrestin. He knows everything, you know. Dharma Shrestin, he knows everything. How many gods, where, all the religions, he knows everything. Even how many arhats and what kinds of arhats and so, it seems like he's even above arhat, you know. If you can explain that, it means you know. And how does he know? If he's not been there. So it's a... according to me, I don't know. There's a bit of Atman in there. I guess there's a little bit of Atman in there.
I
maybe you need
Sometimes but I dream. Madhyamaka
will bring the solution.
Yeah. About the Bodhisattva. So
Madhyamaka may. Everything is relative. Yeah, if you, Madhyamaka, Managarjuna may have the solution. Who knows? If as long as you want to be arhat, you will never be arhat.
Yeah.
Yes, because you will have chetana to become arhat.
Yeah.
And as long as you have chetana to become arhat, you will not be arhat, yes? Because arhat has no chetana. As I said, karma needs chetana, yes? If you take out the chetana from the karma, you don't have karma anymore. You still have actions, but not karma. So, if you want to have arhatship, arhatva pala, if you want that, that means you have some chetana, yes? Because you want to do things to achieve
so,
that.
So teacher, if we cannot prove others or ourselves be arahat or bodhisattva, why we practice, why we study?
Maybe you should change kind of Buddhism. You have so many kinds of Buddhism,
yeah.
And you...
because we don't know, we can arrive or not arrive.
You have so many. This kind of Buddhism is Abhidharma kind of Buddhism. This is for very intellectual people, yes? Who have lots of free time to practice this. As I said, the workers building there don't care about Abhidharma.
They,
in the evening, they go back and eat a little bit and sleep and same. So this is for monastics. And for monastics who are very intellectual. But another kind of Buddhism is good for other people, you know. So you can have Zen Buddhism, you can have Tantra, you can have so many forms. For Chinese intellectuals, you have Chen Tai. You have so much, so many different kinds of Buddhism. We all want the same thing. Perfect rest, yes? And all believe Four Noble Truths, Pratitya Samutpada, yes. But how to get to perfect rest? There are different paths. And you can choose the one best for you. In different culture, you can choose another one. But the goal is the same. And you should believe in a few basic things, because if not, then you're not Buddhist. But this path leading to perfect rest in China, it can have some difference. Everywhere it can have some difference. For people who like to think very much, maybe Abhidharma is good or bad. Because if you like to think very much, maybe you have fun doing Abhidharma. And also, that will not bring you perfect rest, you know. You should, if you think too much, you should unlearn to think. In that case, you do it through meditation, through dhyana, through Zen, for instance. Now, I'll be back very soon. I'll be back very soon.
Thank you.
Yeah.